视别人的，设
一
个比
喻，说
有
两个人
上殿
里
去祷告，
一
个是法利赛人，一
个
是税
吏。
法利赛人站着，自言自语
地
祷告
说：“
上帝
啊，我
感
谢
你，我不向别人勒索、
不
义、奸淫，也不像
这
个税
吏。
我
一
个礼拜进食两
次，
凡我
所
得
的
都捐上十分之
一。”
那税吏远远地站着，
连举目
望
天
也不敢，只捶
着
胸
说：“
上帝
啊，
开恩可怜我这个罪
人。
我告诉
你
们，这人回家去比那个人都算为义了，因
为
凡自高
的
必降
为
卑，自
卑
的必
升
为高。”
今天的讲道是由 Enoch 传道，翻译是由宋世君姊妹。
今天的讲道是由 Enoch 传道，然后翻译是由宋世君姐妹。
时间交给他们，
时间交给你。
Good morning.
大家早上好。
Okay. Today will be my last day preaching in that Bishwan Sibbe.
今天呢会是我最后一次在Yad Mishwan 七地里面讲道。
Even though I have been to Lilleborg and I've painted and all that,
虽然我已经去过了 Lilleborg 教会，而且在那里刷了墙。
But it still feels a little bit unreal that we're actually moving away from here.
但是仍然觉得有些不真实，我们真的要从这里搬出去了。
And I have been thinking a little bit about this, and I'm really grateful for this place, the place where we have been for so many years.
我有想这件事情，而且非常感恩神让我们在这个地方那么多年聚会。
So it does feel a little bit special today.
所以今天确实感觉很特别。
And it should always be special when we can hear the word of God, right?
每一次我们能够听到神的话语的时候，都应该感觉很特别，不是吗？
Recently, I went to buy groceries at Rema 1000 in Uppsala.
最近呢，我有去 Uppsala 那边 Rema 1000 去买菜。
I was buying food after going to the kindergarten with Noel.
我呢是跟 Noel 一起去了幼儿园以后呢去买菜的。
And I remember I was a little bit stressed.
我记得我当时呢有些紧张，觉得有些压力。
And I just wanted to go right back home after I bought the grocery.
所以呢，我就想快点买完菜可以回家了。
And usually during these hours, there are not that many people grocery shopping.
在平时呢，这个时间段很少有人在那边买菜的。
And it makes it quite relaxing.
所以呢，也是一件非常惬意的事情。
But for some reason, that day there were a lot of people.
但是出于某种原因，那一天呢，好多人。
And I know that during these hours in the morning, there are also less people working.
而且呢，我也知道早晨这个时间呢，在那边工作的人比较少一点。
So when there was a lot of people, or a lot of customers, and a few people working, naturally there was a queue at the cashier.
所以呢，当有许多顾客而很少人在那边工作的时候呢，自然而然这个收银台前就排起了长队。
And I was also a little bit lazy that day.
我那天呢也有点懒。
Because I was only getting some groceries, so I didn't have a basket.
我想呢，我只要买一点点东西，所以没有去拿个篮子。
But rarely you go buy groceries and you just buy some things.
但是很少你去买菜的时候就是买几样东西的了。
So when I was queuing, my hands were full of groceries.
所以当我去排队的时候，我手里已经是拿满了东西。
So the queue it got longer and longer.
这个队啊是越来越长。
And finally, someone come to open up a new register.
啊，最后呢，终于有人又开了一个收银台。
And right after someone opens up the new register,
他一开那个收银台啊，
I could hear that someone behind me is rushing into that new lane.
我就可以听到我背后有人就要抢先的走到那个新的那个队伍里面去。
And then I did something that I'm not very proud of.
这时候呢，我就做了一件我自己不是觉得很自豪的事情。
I stepped in front of this. It was a woman or a lady.
我就抢先一步走在那位女士前面。
And I turned around and I told her.
然后我转身跟她说。
You need to follow the line. Don't sneak.
你要排队哦，不许插队。
Some of you might say, well, is it really sneaking if they open up a new lane?
啊，你们当中也许有人说，他真的在插队吗？如果有一条新的队伍。
Because there are two lines, right?
因为现在有两条队伍了。
Well, some other people might say, of course that's sneaking, because the people in front of you have priority to go to the new lane.
另外一些人可能会说，这当然是在插队了。因为我们原来的那条队伍里面，前面的人比你有优先权呢。
And you know, I'm not very sure if there is a rule.
我不是很肯定这有一个确定的规则。
And the ironic part is that before I always did what this woman did before did.
有讽刺意义呢，就是以前呢，我总是像这位女士这样。
And I thought there's nothing wrong with that.
而且我觉得呢，这没有什么错咯。
But then a while ago, I read an article that said, of course you cannot just go to the new line. You have to follow the queue. The people in front has to take the new line first.
但是不久之前呢，我读了一篇文章，那篇文章里就说，啊，你当然是要仍然按照原来的那条队伍的这个先后原则的。
And I agree in my head. And now this.Was the right way.
在我的脑海里呢，我就同意，哦，这个呢是正确的做法。
What I did before was wrong.
我以前所做的呢是错的。
And because of this, I did what I did this time, and I had to show this lady that I was right.
正是出于这个原因呢，我要让那个女士知道，怎样才是对的方法，我的这个方法呢才是对的。
And I thought that.You know, I did the right thing. I made her listen.
我觉得我当时做了正确的事情，我让她聆听我。
But deep inside, I knew that I did this for me.
但是在内心深处呢，我自己知道我这样做是为了自己。
I wanted to be right.
我想是成为那个对的人。
And I wanted her to know it.
而且我想让她也知道。
And that's.Pride.
这呢，其实就是骄傲。
It was my way of showing that I am the better person.
这是我要向他来显示我是比他更加好的人。
I was looking down on her.
我看不起他。
But why did I do that?
但是我为什么要这样做呢？
Why is pride so important for me?
为什么骄傲对我来讲那么重要呢？
And maybe I am not wrong to say.Why is pride so important to us?
也许我可以说，为什么骄傲对于我们来说是那么重要呢？
Today we will look into a parable that will help us understand more about pride and what kind of solution Jesus shows us.
今天呢，我们就要来看一个比喻，什么是骄傲，而且耶稣给了我们怎样一个解决方案。
Let me read in Luke chapter 18, 9 to 14 for you.
让我为你们念一下路加福音第十八章第九到第十四节。
Oh, it's very small, sorry. I can read first and then you can read in Chinese.
不好意思，这个字有点小。
It says, To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray.One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻，说：有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着，自圆自语地祷告说：神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。我一个礼拜禁食两次。 凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。Father
God, I thank you for today.
亲爱的天父，我感谢今天。Thank
you that you have gathered us here to fellowship and to worship you.
感谢你让我们聚集在一起来崇敬崇拜你。I
thank you for this place where we have been for so many years.
我感谢你给我们这个地方那么多年，我们在这里。And
I thank you for the new place we're going to.
我也为新的地方献上感恩。I
pray that you will bless our time in the new place as well.
我祈求祷告你在新的地方也不断地祝福我们。Also
pray that you will speak through me.
我也祷告你会通过我来向大家说你的话语。That
we will all understand the pride in our lives.
让我们都明白我们的骄傲在我们生活当中。In
Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen. Amen.
So the parable, it starts in verse 9, telling us, who is this for?
在这个比喻的第九章呢，他就告诉我们，这个比喻是讲给谁听的。
And it says, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else.
他说，对那些仗着自己是义人，藐视别人的人说的。
I think we all understand what it means to look down on other people.
我想我们都明白什么是藐视别人。
But what does it mean to be confident in our own righteousness?
但是仗着自己是义人又意味着什么呢？
The word righteousness in Greek
在希腊语里面 公义这个单词呢 是
is dikaiosyne. It's probably wrong pronounced, but yes.
这个词呢是dikaiosyne，也许这个发音不是很准。But
it basically means to be approved. Basically, it means to be approved or to be accepted.
它基本上呢，就是说要被批准或者被接受。
And I think many of you have been approved before.
我想呢，你们当中很多人都被 批准。
Maybe it was getting approval to a school.
也许是入学被得到录取了，得到批准了。
Getting accepted to your first job interview.
或者呢，被你第一次面试就得到录用了。Maybe
you got approved to a certain role at your workplace.
也许在你的工作场所，你被批准得到某个职位了。
Or approved to join as a coworker for summer camp.
也许呢，你得到了在夏令会做义工的资格了。
Recently, I started to play floorball matches.
最近呢，我开始踢足球了。
Okay. I'm playing a team together with Waiho.
我和伟豪在一个队里面踢球。
And it was the first time playing a team in 22 years.
这是二十二年来我第一次踢足球。
The last time was the year I moved from Sweden to Norway in 1999.
最后一次踢球呢是一九九九年我离开瑞典的时候。
And on Fridays, a lot of people from Alive we joined something called Kick to Six.
星期五的时候呢，我们 Live 很多人聚在一起。来参加一个叫Chicka 26的这样一个团队。
It's a weekly event where we play indoor football or floorball with all kinds of different people over the age of 26.
这个呢是每个星期都会举行的。我们和各式各样的人在一起，所有超过26岁的人在一起踢球。
And I was invited by someone playing in a team a few weeks ago.
我呢是几个星期以前受到邀请，是受队里的一个队友邀请。
And that was one of the greatest feelings.
这个感觉好好哦。
To be approved, to be able to join and play in their team, to know that I was good enough.
能够得到这样的批准、认可，接受到一个球队里面。让我感觉我足够的好。
To be good enough, to be approved, accepted, isn't that something that all of us are hungering for?
足够的好，得到认可，得到接纳，这不是我们所有的人都渴望的吗？
We want to be accepted in different groups, at work, maybe at church, accepted for what you can do.And are capable of doing.
我们都渴望被接纳，可能是一个组织，可能是在工作里面，可能是在教会里面。我们都希望能够得到接纳，因为我们做的事情。
And go, if you go back in time, people they were fighting wars for glory.
我们回想过去，那些人为了荣耀而战。
To show strength.
就是为了展示他们的力量
and to be approved by the people around them
也得到周围的人的认可
maybe you work very hard at your workplace
也许你在工作当中工作得非常勤奋
so that you can be approved by your colleagues and boss that you're a hardworking person
这样呢你就可以得到你的同事和你的老板的认可你是一个工作勤奋的人
and I thinkThis hunger for approval or glory, it happens in every culture.
我认为这种对于被接受，得到荣耀的渴望呢，是在所有的文化里都存在的。
In Asian culture, this sometimes can be translated to lose face.
在我们的亚洲文化里呢，这种被接受的这种渴望呢，就可以被看。其实呢，就是非常相似于面子问题。
In order to not be embarrassed or not to embarrass someone else.
不要被那个当时的情景，尴尬，陷入个尴尬的场景，也不要让别人没面子，让别人尴尬。
Maybe you're at a dinner.
也许你在和别人吃晚饭。
And you're sitting at a table with someone you don't really know.
你和一个并不是很熟悉的人坐在一起
and then you see that she has some of her dinner on her teeth
然后你看到呢她的牙齿当中呢就是有一些食物的残渣
it would be nice if you would tell her you got something here
其实呢你告诉她你牙齿里面卡了东西是件好事情
but at the same time if you do thatAnd everyone sits around the table, and you tell her that she has something here, she might lose face.
但是呢，如果当着大家的面，你指出来她牙齿里面卡了东西呢，她可能很没面子。
Sometimes people will tell me to not point out things that other people are saying that we all know is inaccurate.
有时候呢，我被告知你不要告诉那些人，他说错了话。
Because that person is older than me.
因为那个人呢比我年长
and he or she would lose face if I pointed it out
那个人呢会因为我指出了他的不是呢没面子
so this need for face, need for glory, need for acceptance, it happens everywhere.
所以呢，这种需要得到认可，需要得到接受，需要得到荣耀的这种需求呢，是在到处都是有的。
It happens in all the stages of life as well.
而且呢，在我们生命当中的各个阶段都会有。
When you are young, you need to prove how smart you are.
你小的时候呢，要证明你有多聪明。
Later on, you need to prove how good of a boyfriend or girlfriend you are.
过一会儿呢，你就要证明你是一个多好的男朋友或者女朋友。
And then you need to prove how good of a father or mother you are.
接下去呢，你就要证明你是一个多好的爸爸或者妈妈。
And then how successful you have been in life.
你在生命当中有多成功。
How much money did you earn in your lifetime?
你挣了多少钱。
There's always a verdict waiting for you.
总是有一个评判在等待着你。
And this verdict is something that you cannot give it yourself.
而且这个评判呢，不是你可以给自己的。
It has to come from someone else.
它必须来自别人。
And we need someone from the outside approving us and giving you a score.
我们需要外界的人来认可我们，给我们一个分数。
And then we ask ourselves, where does this hunger of approval come from? What is this?
然后我们就自己扪心自问，这种渴望得到认可的这种渴望是从哪里来的？
This is kind of a universal problem everyone has to deal with.
因为这是一个非常普遍的问题，是我们每一个人都要面对的一个问题。
So if we go all the way to the beginning of everything,
让我们回到所有事情的开端。
In Genesis, of course.
在创世纪里面
we see that humans, they were living in a way that they were absolutely certain about God's approval.
我们看到当时的人，其实他们是非常肯定神对他们的接纳的。
They lived naked and unashamed.
他们赤身裸体的生活着，而且是没有羞愧的。
They didn't need to hide anything.
他们不需要隐藏任何的东西。
They didn't need to control what other people were thinking about them.
他们不需要去控制别人是怎么来想他们的。
They were living free.
他们享受着自由的生活。
But the moment they lost God's approval because of sin,
但是在罪进入以后，他们失去了神的认可。
They wanted to become their own masters.
他们想成为自己的主人。
And they became hungry for acceptance and approval because they lost it.
从此以后，他们就渴望被接受、被接纳，因为他们失去了。
And ever since, we have had this problem of righteousness.
从那以后，我们就有了公义的问题。
So what is Jesus saying in this parable?
所以耶稣在这个比喻里面说的是什么呢？
What is the solution to this mess? What is the solution to this hunger of approval and pride?
对于这个对得到接纳和这个有骄傲的问题，耶稣给我们怎样的解决方案呢？
In the parable we just read, there are people.
在我们刚才听到的比喻里面呢，有两个人。
And these two people have two quite different ways of dealing with this problem.
他们有完全不同的方法来解决这个问题。
One that works according to Jesus, and one that doesn't.
一个呢是按照耶稣的方法，另外一个呢就不是。
The first person we read about is this Pharisee.
我们读到的第一个人呢，就是这个法利赛人。
It says, the Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you.That I am not like the other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all I get.
那个法利赛人站着，自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次。”凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
When we read this, there are several things we learn about this Pharisee.
在我们读到这一段的时候呢，我们就知道了一些关于这个法利赛人的。
First of all, through the things this person says, we can see that what makes a person great is all external.
首先第一点呢，我们就看到他认为让一个人成为伟大的人都是要借助于外界的。
It is something that comes from the outside.
它是从外部来的东西。
So everything he thinks is important to become a good person is all focused on behavior, keeping rules, doing things.
他认为要成为一个好人很重要的一切呢，都集中是在他的行为上，要遵守律法上，还有做事情。
Nothing we hear is really about character.
我们听到的所有的事情里面，没有一个是关于他的品格的。
Nothing is about the inside.
没有一件事是关于他内在的。
Everything is on the outside.
所有的事情都来自于外部。
I do not rob. I do no evil. I'm not an adulterer.
我没有勒索、不义、奸淫。
And not only that, he says he fasts twice a week and he gives a tenth of all that he gets.
他接着说，我每周进食两次。并且把我所得的十分之一都捐了。
But he doesn't mention anything about being patient, being kind, being gentle, loving people he doesn't like.
他没有提到任何关于要耐心、善良、温柔、爱他不喜欢的人这些事情。
All he mentions are external behavior.
他说到的所有的事情都是外部的行为。
It's all about keeping rules, not breaking them.
都是关于要遵守律法，不要去违反律法。
And the second thing we learn about this Pharisee is his way of separating himself from the other people.
第二件事情我们了解到关于这个法利赛人呢，就是他把自己和其他的人分开来了。
He said, "I am not like the others."
他说，我可不像别人哦。
And he stood away from everyone else.
他离其他的人都站得远远的。
He was standing by himself.
他独自一人站着。
It's an action that clearly shows that I am not like them.
他的这个行为呢，就是非常明白的要显示我和别人是不一样的。
It seems that he thinks that sin is not in us, but it's out there.So if I don't mingle with those people, those sinful people, then it would be a good way for me to stay away from sin.
似乎他感觉这个罪啊不是在我们里面的，而是在外面的。只要我远离那些罪人呢，我不和他们混在一起呢，我就不是罪人了。
If I stay away from those people doing the bad things, then I can also avoid being bad.
如果我不去跟那些做坏事的人混在一起呢？我也不会变坏。
I wouldn't be affected or swayed by these people towards sin.
我呢也不会被他们所影响到，也不会去犯罪。
Isn't that our thought sometimes?
这是不是也是我们有时候的想法呀？
These people are doing bad things. I need to avoid them.
这些人做坏事。我要离他们远远的。
I cannot mingle with these people because otherwise other people will think I'm bad as well.
我不能和他们混在一起，否则别人怎么想，别人会以为我也是坏人。
And I need to stay away from people that doesn't share my values.
我要远离那些跟我价值观不同的人。
Because that means they're worse than me.
因为他们不如我。
I'm better than those people.
我比那些人好。
Maybe sometimes we see people out on the street.
也许有时候我们看到街上的人。
Seemingly to have done drugs.
看上去好像他们刚刚吸了毒。
We avoid them.
我们离他们远远的。
And at the same time, we think we are better than them.
与此同时，我们心里想，我比他们好。
These are bad people.
这些是坏人。
Is that true for you?
这对你来说是不是这样的？
The third thing we see It's actually quite interesting and also a little bit sneaky.
第三件事情我们看到的非常有意思，而且呢有些隐秘。
The Pharisee, he said. He said, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all I get.
他说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索，不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
Did you know?You have to fast twice a week.
Oh, 我们刚才在说到，你可以在圣经里面找到勒索、不义、奸淫和十一奉献，但是你不会找到说要一个礼拜禁食两次。
That is something that he added on himself.
这是他自己加上去的。
The Pharisees at the time were taught in the Bible to fast once a year.
当时的法利赛人呢被教导每年是禁食一次。
But God never said that you have to do it twice a week.
但是神从来也没有说过他必须每个礼拜禁食两次。
So what this Pharisee is saying is, I don't rob, I'm better than you.
他是在说我不勒索，我比你好。
I don't cheat, I'm better than you.
我不撒谎，我比你好。
I'm not an adulterer. I'm better than you.
我没有奸淫，我比你好。
I even fast twice a week, and you don't. So I'm better than you.
我甚至一个星期禁食两次，而你没有，所以我比你好。
But fasting twice a week is something that he chose to do. He wanted to do, but he makes this personal preference into something divine.
其实。一个礼拜禁食两次是他选择去做的事情，这不是圣经里面教我们做的事情，但是他把这件事情呢就作为一件很神圣的一个事情了。
And he puts it alongside things God has told us not to do, as if this is something God has said as well.
他把这件事情与神教导我们的事情并列在一起，就如同这件事情也是神教导我们的一样。
He's taking this personal preference and makes it so it can make himself feel better.
他在拿他自己的个人喜好放在那里，让他自己感觉更好。
It's not wrong to fast twice a week.
一个星期禁食两次并没有错。
It just makes you different from other people.
只是让你和别人有所不同。
Is something you choose to do.
这是你选择做的一件事情。
But the problem here is that he sneaks it in as if it's the will of God.
这里的问题在于，他把这一条偷偷地放在里面，如同这是神要我们做的事情一样。
Just so that he can say, I do this, you don't, so I'm better than you.
他所做的这一切都是为了要说，我做这些事情。你没做，所以我比你好。
There's an example that Pastor Timothy Keller is giving in his sermon, which is about Sunday services.
凯勒牧师呢，在他的讲道中举了一个例子，是关于主日崇拜的。
You know, in some churches, when you worship, you put your hands in the air.
你知道，在一些教会里面，在他崇拜的时候呢，他们把手伸在空中。
And you dance, you laugh, you cry.
他们又跳又唱又叫。
It's quite loud.
非常的吵闹。
But in other churches, you're worshiping quietly, you're taking notes on their iPads or in their notebooks.
在另一些教会里面呢，是非常安静的，大家安静的坐在那边，写自己的笔记，在自己的 iPad 上面自己做记录。
And both of the congregations think that the other one is superficial.
这两个不同的教会呢，都认为 对方是非常肤浅的。
Why are these people sitting there quietly taking notes when you worship? Are they not moved by the Spirit? Is something wrong with their faith?
为什么那些人坐在那边安安静静的做笔记哦？难道圣灵没有感动他们的吗？他们的信仰是不是出了问题啊？
Meanwhile, the congregation that does note taking think that these people, they are so loud, just too emotional, it's so fake.
而那些安安静静做笔记的人在想，哎，这些人怎么那么又吵又闹啊？好虚伪哦。
But you know, nothing in the Bible talks about whether the music should be fast or slow, loud or quiet.
但是你要知道，在圣经里从来也没有说敬拜的音乐应该是响的还是轻的，是快的还是慢的。
But these congregations have done the exact same thing the Pharisees have done.
这些教会的人呢，选择做一件跟这个法利赛人一模一样的事情。
They have sneaked in their preferences in there.
他们把他们自己的喜好呢，偷偷地藏在里面。
Together with robbery and adultery.
就和勒索和奸淫一起。
And why do we do these things? Why do we have this kind of approach in our lives, this outside approach?
我们为什么会做这些事情，这种从外部环境里面得到认可的这种行为？
We do things to be approved, and then we're hoping that these things will help us feel good on the inside.
我们从外部获得了认可以后呢，就是为了在内部得到被接受的那种感觉。
But does it work?
但是能这样做吗？
If you looking back at this Pharisee, we can see that his prayer is showing us the result of his approach.
让我们回过来看这个法利赛人，那么我们就可以看到他的这种祷告会得到的结果。
He is, you know, he is basically praying to God and saying that he is great.
基本上来讲呢，他就在向神祷告说，你是，我是伟大的。
Look at all these things I do. I'm a great person.
看看我做的这些事情，我真的是一个好伟大的人。
He says, when we read it, he says, thank you God that I am.
他说，感谢神，我是。
He only says, thank you God, and after all that,After that, it's all about himself and self-worship.
他只说了一句感谢神，之后说的所有的都是他自我崇拜。
But do you know who, what kind of person tells other people that they're great?
那要问问什么样的人会说我是伟大的？
If a person is great, you don't need to tell people that you're great.
如果一个人真的很伟大，他不需要到处跟别人讲我好伟大。
You tell people you're great because you're not great.
你到处去跟人讲说我好伟大，因为他其实不伟大。
A hardworking person would not go around and say, Oh, look at me, I'm so hardworking. But people who are not hardworking does that.
一个勤奋工作的人不用到处去跟人讲，看，哦，我工作多勤奋啊。往往是那些工作不勤奋的人到处去跟人讲，看，我工作多勤奋啊。
Do you see what I'm trying to say?
你们明白我在想要跟你们说的事情吗？
You don't tell people that you're good.
你不要告诉别人你是好的。
You don't tell people that you're kind.
你不需要告诉别人你是善良的。
You tell them when you're not.
正是当你不是的时候，你才有这个向别人讲述的需求。
Maybe we say, God, I'm good. You see it. You can see all the things I do.Therefore, bless me, care for me, love me, listen to me, and give me what I want.
他在说，神啊，你看到了我有多好，你看到我做的这些好事，所以你要祝福我，关心我，爱我，听我的，给我想要的。
People need to respect me and accept me because I'm better. I'm so good.
人们都需要来尊重我，来接纳我，因为我是如此的好，我那么好。
And maybe sometimes we think, you know what? It's not just people, but God, you need to respect me. Because you owe me a good life for all the good things that I do.
甚至这个人可能想， 不仅仅是人要尊重我，神你也要尊重我，因为我做了那么多好事，所以你欠我的，你要给我一个很好的生命生活。
But it really doesn't work like that, because God doesn't owe us anything.
难道这真的是这样的吗？神不欠我们任何东西。
If you had approval on the inside by working on the outside, we wouldn't be so insecure. We wouldn't be searching and hunting for approval from people around you.
如果你不是通过外在的工作来取得内在的接纳的话，你就不会感觉那么没有安全感。
You wouldn't have to do what the Pharisees did, reminding people of how great you are.
你不需要像这个法利赛人一样去提醒别人你是多么的伟大。
You know, when, I don't know if you realize, but when you read about this Pharisee, we can see that he's actually a very good man in many ways.
我不知道你们有没有注意到，在我们读的时候，我们看到这个法利赛其实是一个好人，在很多方面他都是一个好人。
He gives to the poor.
他捐助穷人。
He's faithful to his wife.
他也对他太太很忠诚。
He's a good husband.
他是一个好丈夫。
He doesn't cheat and rob.
他也没有勒索，也没有不义。
But the tax officer, on the other hand,
但是那个税吏啊，从另外一个角度上来讲，
he was hated in the biblical times.
在圣经的那个时代里面，他其实是为人所厌恶的。
Tax collector, they were sinners in the eye of the Jews. They were bad people.
那些税吏在当时的时候呢，他们是坏人。
They were Jews who worked for the Romans, and this made them traitors.
他们是为罗马人工作的犹太人，这就使得他们成了叛徒。
And people hated paying taxes to foreigners who were already oppressing them.
人们憎恨那些压迫他们的外国人，而且要向那些外国人纳税。
And not only did they collect money,
而且他们不仅仅是要拿钱财。
But they cheated and took more money than was required. They were basically the robbers.
而且呢，他们要索取比他们应该索取更多的钱，所以他们总体来讲就是强盗。
The tax collector was a bad man.
所以那个税吏是坏人。
If we turn four chapters back in Luke, we find a very similar story of a good man and a bad man.
如果我们把路加福音往回翻四章的时候呢，我们会看到另外一个故事，也是关于好人和坏人的故事。
Or most of us who have read this before, we call them the big brother and the younger prodigal son.
我们会把他们往往称作是那个好的大哥哥和那个小的浪子。
The story is about a son asking his father for his inheritance and leaving the country to squander all of it.
它是关于有一个小儿子呢，向他爸爸索要所有的遗产，而且离开了国家去挥霍所有的遗产。
Only to end up among the pigs and realizing I have to go back to my father.
最后呢，他落到了跟那些猪在抢食的境地，意识到他必须回到父亲那里。
And when he returns, his father meets him and is overwhelmed with happiness and accepts him right back into the family.
当他父亲看到他的时候呢，他父亲被喜悦所感染，然后张开双臂欢迎他回到家里。
Meanwhile, the older brother, who had been working for his father this whole life, is bitter because that his dad chose to celebrate when the younger brother returned.
但与此同时呢，那个用一生都在为父亲辛勤工作那个大哥哥就感到非常的有苦毒。
So here we find a bad son and a good son.
所以在这个故事里面呢，我们也看到有一个好儿子，一个坏儿子。
So what similarities do we find in these two parables?
那么我们在这两个比喻里面看到了哪些相同之处呢？
The good son, the older brother who is helping out his father is the one who is still lost.
那个好儿子就是在家里帮助父亲的那个儿子仍然失落了。
That he still cannot understand what this relationship with his father means.
他仍然不明白和父亲的关系意味着什么。
Meanwhile, we see the younger son, the one squandering everything, giving by his father, after wishing that his father is dead, he is welcomed back right into the family.
而与此同时，那个小儿子，那个盼着爸爸死，他可以拿遗产的那个儿子，在他挥霍了一切所有之后，他意识到和父亲的关系，而且回到了爸爸身边。
His relationship with his father is restored. He is saved.
他跟父亲的关系被重建了，他得救了。
The tax collector in our parable is the bad one. The traitor is the robber.
在我们的故事里面，这个税吏呢是坏人，他是一个叛徒，是一个强盗。
But Jesus says, I tell you that this man,rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
耶稣说，我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必将为卑，自卑的必升为高。
So the bad tax collector is saved, justified before God.
所以那个坏税吏得救了，在神面前称义。
Why does Jesus keep telling us stories about seemingly bad people getting saved and good people still being out there lost in their ways?
为什么耶稣一直在告诉我们，那些看上去是坏人的人得了救，而那些好人仍然在那里迷失在他们的道路上面？
Should we just all be go and become bad people?
是不是我们都要去做坏人呢？
You know, these people, they are, all of them are kind of trying to do the same thing. They try to be their own saviors.
所有的这些人都有一个共通之处，他们想成为自己的救主。
The Pharisees would think that, you know, the bad people, the non-religious people.
对法利赛人来说，坏人就是那些不信宗非宗教的人。
Well, the good ones, they are the religious people. What's the difference?
而好人呢，就是信教的人，他们之间有什么区别呢？
The difference is that the religious people, or the so-called good people, they don't know that they're trying to be their own saviors.
这个区别就在于那些信教的人，他们不知道他们自己在试图成为自己的救世主。
That they're trying to be their own masters.
他们想成为自己的主人。
They try to keep all the rules and do all the good things.
他们通过遵守所有的典章做正确的事情。
Meanwhile, the non-religious ones or the bad ones, they know. They know that they're trying to be their own masters.
而与此同时呢，那些不信教的人，他们知道。他们知道自己在试图成为自己的救主。
Because they're trying their best to run away from God, to avoid God, knowing very well that, yeah, I want to be my own master, so I don't want God in my life.
他们知道自己正在尽最大的努力从神那边逃跑。他们不想得到神的管辖，而想自己做自己的主人。
And this is the reason why Jesus again and again is trying to tell us that the good people, we who think we are good, we are the one who's lost.
这是为什么耶稣一而再再而三地提醒我们，我们这些信教的人，我们以为自己是公义的人，我们才是迷失的人。
Do we think that we are great people?
我们觉得自己是伟大的人吗？
Do we think that we are great Christians doing great things?
我们觉得自己是伟大的基督徒在做伟大的事情吗？
Are we just as lost as the older brother?
或者我们就如同那个大哥哥一样，也迷失了。
Are we lost in our pride of our own actions.
我们在我们自己的行为里面迷失了。
Trying to be our own everyday savior.
试图成为自己的每日生活当中的救主。
The solution to this righteousness, approval, and acceptance are found in the tax collector's way of dealing with it.
那对于这件事情的解决方案呢，就是在那个税吏的行为当中了。
It says, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
The tax collector, it says he stood at a distance.
这个税吏远远地站着。
Probably because he doesn't want to be near the altar, because he thinks that's a holy place, and I'm not worthy to be so close to this holy place.
可能他觉得他不敢靠近祭坛，因为那是圣地，他是不配靠近圣地的一个人。
In Greek, the way he says this sentence is that he's not just a sinner, but he uses a definite article that would kind of translate into the sinner.
在希腊语里面，他说这句话的时候，他不仅仅是一个罪人，他用了一个定冠词，所以可以翻译成这个罪人。
And by saying this,He's not even going to compare himself to others.
他这样说的时候呢，完全没有把自己跟别人做一个比较。
Because I'm not just a sinner among all the sinners, all the others.
我并不是一群罪人当中的一个罪人。
Because if we start comparing ourselves with other people, you would always think that there's someone else that's worse than you.
因为当一个人把自己和别人做比较的时候，总是会找到比自己更加不好的。
There's always someone that's more sinful than you.
总是能找到一个比你更加有罪的人。
But at the same time, this guy is not saying that I'm the ultimate sinner.
但与此同时，他也没有说我是罪魁。
I'm not the worst one there is.
他也没说我是最坏的那个罪人。
But he's saying that it doesn't matter how sinful other people are.I just know that I'm sinful. I'm a sinner.
他这里在说，我不管别人犯了什么罪，有多坏，我知道的是，我是一个罪人。
He says, God have mercy on me.
他说，神啊，开恩可怜我。
God, I need you to atone for my sins. I need you to redeem me. I need you to save me.
他说，神啊，我需要你来为我赎罪。我需要你的救赎拯救。
He could have said, God, just let me go this time. Just don't judge me this time. Let me off. Just lower your standards for me. But he doesn't do that.
他可以说，神啊，放我一马吧，这次就让我走吧，降低你对我的标准。但是他没有这样做。
What he is looking for is Jesus.
他在寻找的是耶稣。
In the church, we very often talk about the gospel because we need reminded.
在教会里面，我们经常说福音，因为我们需要不断地被提醒。
Not just because we forget, but we take things for granted.
并不是说我们忘记了，而是说我们把事情看作是理所当然的。
And we're getting numb, and we're affected by the society.
我们变得麻木。我们受到了这个社会的影响。
The gospel was always the solution to this problem of our own righteousness, the problem of looking down on people, on pride.
福音总是解决我们自己靠着自己的行为称义的问题，藐视别人的问题和骄傲的问题。
Jesus, he died on the cross for us, for our sins. He became the actual ultimate sinner in our place.
耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上，为我们而死，代替我们成为这个最终的罪人。
He died for us. He rose and he beat death.
他为我们而死，复活，并战胜了死亡。
He saved us And by this ultimate action of love, we are now accepted and approved, not just by any people or your boss or anything, but the creator of the universe.
正是他这种出于爱的牺牲，我们可以得到接受和接纳，而不仅仅是被任何一个普通人或者被你的老板，而是被创造宇宙天地万物的主神的接纳。
There is no need for acceptance or approval elsewhere.
我们不再有需要在其他的地方被接纳的这个需要。
And God has seen you as you are.
神看到你本来的样子。
He knows every crook and cranny in your life.
他知道你生命当中的每一个缺点，每一个裂缝。
And He chooses to love you.
他仍然爱你。
And He chooses to save you.
他选择拯救你。
And never let you go.
而且永远都不会让你离开。
When we start on the inside.
当我们从内在开始。
With this total approval and acceptance from the creator of the universe.
当我们从内在的这个来自宇宙天地的创造者的接纳。
From God who is love.
神是爱。
When we do that.
当我们这样做的时候。
We will be different on the outside.
我们的外在会发生改变。
It's all about getting back to the place in Genesis where we find approval from God again. We can be free.
这都是关于重新回到故事的开头，来到创世纪当中，得到神的认可和接纳。
No longer hunting for approval or acceptance. No longer comparing ourselves with other people.
不需要再去寻求别人的接纳和接受，不需要再去跟别人做比较。
We don't need to look for greatness by looking down on other people.
我们不需要为了成为伟大的人而去藐视其他人。
Because we have gotten the ultimate approval.
因为我们得到了这个终结的接纳。
Approval and acceptance from God.
来自神的接纳。
Even though you might have been a Christian, even though you might be a Christian, living in this approval and acceptance from God,
即使你是一个基督徒，你已经得到了神的认可和接纳。
We will still face this pride in our lives.
我们仍然会面对这个由于骄傲而产生的问题。
We will still be mad at the Rematusen queue sometimes.
我们仍然可能有时候在 Rematusen 里面排队的时候生气。
We still compare ourselves with other people.
我们仍然会去跟别人做比较。
Being prideful of our actions.
自己很骄傲，为了自己的行为感觉很骄傲。
But that is where grace comes in, the grace of God.
也正是在这种时候，神的恩典就显现出来了。
We need to know that we can't be our own savior based on our own actions.
我们应该要明白，我们是没有办法因为我们的行为而成为自己的救主的。
We need to be reminded that only God's acceptance will quell our hunger for glory.
我们要明白，只有神对我们的接纳，才可以满足我们对于荣耀的渴望。
We need to be conscious of our actions.
我们要对自己的行为有非常清楚的意识。
Are we sneaking in our own preferences, making it sound as if it's moral high ground, divine will?
我们有没有把自己的一些喜好偷偷地放到神的律例里面，显得我们更加的伟大？
Do you compare your way of dealing with money with others?
你有没有把自己理财的方式跟别人做比较？
I don't waste money like they do.
我不像他们一样乱花钱啦。
Or these people, they need to buy things of better quality.
这些人应该买一些质量好一点的东西啦。
Do you compare your way of materialism with other people?
你有没有把自己的这些金钱主义跟别人做比较？
Or maybe you're taking pride in your relationships.
也许你在你自己的那些关系里面感觉很骄傲。
Thinking that people doing it differently is wrong.
你会觉得别人如果跟你做的不一样，他们是错的。
Or maybe you take pride in your attendance at church.
也许你因为自己来教会崇拜就觉得很骄傲。
Instead of helping those who have a hard time to come back more often, you look down on them.
不是说去帮助那些来教会有困难的人，你是看不起他们的。
I do all of that.
这些事情我都干过。
And I'm not proud of it.
我并不为这些事情感到骄傲。
But I also think that this is part of the preacher's blessing. That this is the part of the preacher's blessing.
这呢，就是作为一个讲员受到的祝福了。
That God would first and foremost speak to me.
首先呢，神会要对我讲述。
Take pride in something, and God will remind you to be humble.
当一个人骄傲的时候，神会提醒我们要谦卑。
You know, when I was so proud finally playing floorball in a team again.
当我为自己终于能够重新又去踢足球感到骄傲的时候。
God humbled me so much.
神让我谦卑。
I've been playing 3 or 4 times.
我已经踢了三四次了。
Each time worse than the other.
每一次呢，都比前一次更加糟。
I feel like a headless chicken out on the pitch.
我觉得在球场上呢，就像一只丢了脑袋的鸡。
I honestly have no idea what I'm doing.
说实话，我不知道我究竟在干什么。
Where should I stand?
我应该站在哪个位置上面？
Where should I run? Where should I defend? When do I attack?
我应该什么时候要去跑？什么时候进攻？什么时候防守？
And the feeling I get is that I really don't know how to play in a proper floorball match anymore.
我的感觉就是，其实我压根就不知道该怎样去踢足球了。
And sitting there on the bench waiting for the next run out there, I'm reminded to be humble.
当我坐在板凳上面等着下一次上场的时候。
I learned that when you do something,
我被提醒要谦卑。
I learned that when you do something you don't really master or know at all, you will be humbled.
我学到了，在我在做一件我并不知道该怎样做的时候，我会谦卑自己。
But knowing that God loves you,
但是知道神爱你。
That you are His child,
你是神的孩子。
It doesn't matter if you suck at floorball.
你球踢得好不好压根不重要。
I shouldn't be looking for approval from my new teammates because that is not what defines me, already approved by God.
因为我不需要寻求我新队友的接纳和认可，因为我已经被神接纳和认可了。
Are you comparing yourself with other people?
你有没有把自己和别人做比较呢？
Are you looking down on other people's choices to feel good about yourself?
你有没有去藐视别人，看不起别人，因为别人做的选择呢？
If yes,
如果答案是是的话，
let's go to God in prayer.
让我们回到主面前，通过祷告，
ask Him to show us where we need to be humble in our lives.
我们向神祷告。让他显示给我们在哪些方面我们是需要谦卑自己的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father God, I thank you.
在天父，我感谢你。
I thank you for the word you have given us.
感谢你赐给我们的话语。
I thank you that you remind us of our pride.
感谢你提醒我们我们自己的骄傲。
Of our need to feel that we are superior to other people.
我们这种需要觉得自己高人一等的这种需要。
I pray that you will show us, each one of us,
我祈求祷告你提醒我们当中的每一个人，
the pride in our lives,
我们在生命当中有的那些骄傲，
in what areas do we need to be humble,
在我们生命中哪些部分我们是需要更加学习谦卑，
help us,
帮助我们，
and also let us help each other,
也让我们彼此帮助
to become a better version of ourselves,
让我们成为更好的自己
to know that we cannot save ourselves,
真正明白我们是没有办法救赎自己的
but Jesus, you have done so,
而是耶稣 你救赎了我们。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
阿门。
阿门。